Except if that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the harmonica special of the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And in fact, incidentally, speaking of harmonicas, I was just listening to national radio the other day, and this guy was trying to encourage people to, en masse, you know, get their harmonicas and get them playing and stuff like that. And I was fully encouraging of this because, you know, they're small, they're portable, you can play them in the exercise yard of the FEMA camp. It'd be great, you know, just lift everybody's spirits. My very special guest is Maria Heller. I don't know about you, but I have this kind of fantasy of you know, being taken to a FEMA camp or something like that, with the big screen TVs and the popcorn and the Starburst and something like that, and the volleyball nets. Would be great.
Yeah, that's the people that got slaughtered after Katrina, what those FEMA camps were like. Or the illegals, they call them illegals in this country, that also have to sit in those in prisons because it takes so long for them to get processed. It's not so fun. I'd like you to start changing that fantasy. Remember, thoughts have wings, and you don't want to start creating a situation you don't need in your life. Visualize inside the FEMA camps instead.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I always just try to come up with some kind of a positive perspective, no matter how strange it might be, about getting exterminated. You know, I don't kind of want to be killed or see other people slaughtered and taken away in cattle cars and things like that, with all these plastic coffins and burial bags or whatever. But the mere fact that I know that these things actually do exist, and it's proven and admitted by the establishment, that's a really scary reality. And I attempt to make fun of that reality so that I don't become part of it, part of the fear complex, rather.
You know, they want to create fear. Fear, fear, fear. This is a planet based on fear instead of love. You know, you came back from break with Bob Dylan's song, you know, the times they are a-changing, which, of course, takes me back to the 60s when there was actually a peace movement in this country. Where is the peace movement today? Nowhere. Where are the young people out in the street, you know, the flower children? Nowhere. You know, what do they have to say about these illegal wars that we're involved in and continue to get involved with? Nothing. You know, it's kind of sad that we're still playing the same songs from the 60s because there's very little being done today, you know, 50 years later. You know, what are you kids waiting for? This is your world, you know. I'm on the other end of life, you know. I had a very good life, so I have no problem leaving this planet. But when I look at you young kids and, like, my grandchildren and, like, my own children, it's like, you guys got to pick up the slack because my generation's dying and we're tired of fighting for the same cause, which is really why I continue to do my show. I don't have to do it. I could just sit back and relax like everybody else and play stupid. But what about the next generation? What happens to you guys?
Well, have you ever noticed that every generation gets blamed for the faults of the previous one? And it's like, I've got this idea that the youth have been so separated from the elders and this kind of mentorship that perhaps, did it used to exist where elders would mentor children on kind of a semi-regular basis and children would have many positive role models around them rather than being cooped up in school and things like that with other kids their own age who don't even know anything any more than they do, and they just wind up forming into little youth street gangs, tagging and what have you. Did that used to even exist back in the day?
And it wasn't that long ago. I'm still alive to tell you, yes. You know, in my day, I mean, I don't know how old you are. You look like you're in your 20s.
27. Well,
huh?
27, going on 28 in a couple of weeks.
When, you know, back when I was in my teenage years, you had mentors, you had heroes, you had real heroes. You didn't have baseball stars that were all drugged out and pumped up. You had decent people that people looked up to. We had the John Lennons. We had the Martin Luther King. We had the Bobby Kennedys. You know, we had the Abby Hoffmans in the street screaming for peace. You know, we had real heroes, but when I look at the trash that's out there and what our children are emulating today, you know, you look at Hollywood, you talked about the scum of the earth before. Well, you can't get more scum of the earth to emulate than what comes out of Hollywood. You know, when I was your age, Elvis was kicked off stage for shaking his pelvis too much. Now you have people actually having a sex act on stage and no one cares. And everybody wants to emulate that. You have people worshiping goth, you know, black arts, the occult in music and in movies, a rash of vampire popularity. And this is what you get for mentors. You know, where are the mentors? I'd like to think that I've been a mentor because I'd like to say I lead by example. I never tell people to do something that I'm not willing to do myself. But where are those people for your generation? You know, they're nowhere. And you guys are going to have to become your own mentors. But yes, there was a time. And then you had to be that type of young person that would listen to and benefit from somebody older than you. Elders were treated with respect when I was young. Today, old people like young people are disposable. They just don't care about them. So history continues to repeat itself over and over. But I do feel bad that you guys have no heroes. You truly don't.
Well, new ones are rising up, and especially with this movement, online radio show hosts and online activism. This is now where our new heroes are coming from, because I think people have realized this this lack of transparency, this lack of honor, essentially, among their current leaders, that they want something new. They want something else. And me personally, I mean, I was pretty much without a father for the vast majority of my life. He was either at work or beating me up or just not there at all after the divorce. And I had to accumulate vast numbers of elder male role models and female role models in order to compensate for that lost time, essentially. And I think because I actively sought out these people who could teach me something I didn't already know, that's how I've managed to grow as a man and understand other people more, because I'm drawing on a much larger pool of knowledge. I'm not just hanging out with somebody who's my age, who's seen more or less the same things that I have, who really can't teach me anything.
I agree, but, you know, most children are not going to do what you do, okay? And you know, the sad thing is, here in America, most fathers are missing. So it's not like it's the rare child who doesn't have a father who could kind of glom on to some other family. They're missing. They're missing in action. And, you know, what are children supposed to do? Children left to their own devices are going to get in trouble. Any parent will tell you that. But, you know, today most kids live in an empty house, even if they have both parents. Their parents are out working two jobs just to make the same money they made in 1963. I mean, that's the facts here in America. So who's taking care of the kids? You know, how did somebody not notice this kid was so crazy he was going to go blow up, you know, 26 people? How did he slip through the cracks, if indeed that story has any truth to it? You know, children need to have mentors. They need to have boundaries. They need to have limits. They need to have rules. And they need to have people that walk the talk. But meanwhile, we have leaders all over the planet that are, like you said, you know, they're low-life, dirty-dealing, double-crossing liars. And what are the children supposed to learn?
I've talked to a number of people who want to be part of the mainstream political establishment, you know, go to the current ruling party's meetings and things like that. And what I noticed about every single one of these people, these kids, is that they're scum, right? And they're just total, mindless, aggressive, repetitious, malicious scum who have no empathy for other people, essentially. And they want to become the power brokers of our society. It's horrifying.
Well, you know, they're only victims of the programming, and the programming gets installed from birth. You get programmed in your school system. You get programmed by your religion. You get programmed by the people around you, by the TV, by the liars in your government. And people don't realize, you know, it goes back to what we started the show with. They're all in a prison. They just don't see the bars. And they all just march in lockstep like the Nazis did, you know, and they just see power. It's all about power. It's not about love. It's not about compassion. It's about power over others. And they'll do anything to get it.
All right. Well, Maria, thank you very much for joining us today for this hour. If you've got any final words, I mean, we want to plug your website, maria.net, M-E-R-I-A, .net. She has a number of books and copious quantities of archives and things of that nature. And I believe you even do one-on-one consultations as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, just tell your look. The only thing I want to say to your audience is stay out of fear. You know, the love you make is the love you take. And, you know, love is the answer. It doesn't matter what the question is. And fear is the opposite of love. So if you're feeling scared, you need to get yourself in check right away.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to add on that fear is something that stops you from thinking. If you're afraid, your thought process and your ability to reason, calculate, things of that nature, if you're very, very afraid, that ability almost disappears. So don't be afraid. Be confident. Be happy. And understand that you are incredibly powerful if you decide that you actually want to do something about it. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of people complain about things, but those people who complain all the time and never do anything accomplish nothing. Those people who complain very little and do a heck of a lot anyway, they're the ones who truly change society. Yourself. Check. Check it out. Just.